USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says victory over the coronavirus pandemic is on the horizon. Despite that, the Kentucky Republican says additional relief for Americans has been held up by Democrats. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is accusing McConnell of only bringing forward partisan legislation and demanded that everyone accept it. President-elect Joe Biden is formally introducing members of his economic team.
And the team I'm announcing today will play a critical role in shaping our plan for action starting on day one and move fast to revive this economy. A plan that an independent analysis from Moody's, a well-respected Wall Street firm, projected would create 18.6 million jobs. It's based on a simple proposition: reward hard work in America, not wealth.
USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune into Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
As coronavirus cases across the country do continue to spike, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell tells a Republican-led Senate committee looking into the economic response to COVID-19 that millions of Americans are still suffering.
The economic downturn has not fallen equally on all Americans, and those least able to bear to shoulder the burden have been hardest hit.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, also testifying in that hearing, saying the economy is continuing to recover from the devastating impacts of the outbreak. Another politician saying one thing and doing the exact opposite.
How can anyone take these lockdowns serious when politicians do the very thing they're telling you not to do? Los Angeles Supervisor Sheila Kuhl voted to ban all outdoor dining last Tuesday. She referred to outdoor dining as a most dangerous situation. Then hours after her vote, Kuhl got caught visiting a restaurant in Santa Monica and dined outdoors. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's a scale of protest disorder that swept the nation this summer, as well as the impact it had on police departments.
The findings are from the Major Cities Chiefs Association, representing the police chiefs in America's 68 largest cities. There were some 8,700 protests between the death of George Floyd on May 25th and the end of July. Some cities saw over 1,000 protests in that two-month period. That environment contributes to nationwide spikes in violent crime, as well as a wave of police retirements and resignations across the nation. Of the protests, the MCCA estimates roughly 7% were violent. Violence particularly common when out-of-state protesters appeared at protests, and from far-left protesters whom 78% of departments reported seeing. 42% were classified as nonviolent civil disobedience, the takeover of a freeway or road blocking traffic, yet actions that still posed a danger to innocent bystanders. 72% of agencies saw officers injured between May and July, totaling over 2,000, and 85% of departments reported protests are still ongoing. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Mark Kelly will be sworn in on Wednesday, bringing the GOP majority in the Senate down to 52-48. Both Arizona Senate seats were held by Republicans from 1995 until 2019. On Wednesday, both seats will be held by Democrats. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.